This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. DHS Secretary Mayorkas had something interesting to say.
Is the border safe? Now I was watching a news channel and they were talking about an invasion was happening and I got a little concerned.
Look.
Listen how funny they think it is that our border's wide open. I'm gonna play his answer, but you know what? I'm gonna start this over. Listen to what a big old hoot they think it is that we are currently being invaded by third world countries, by the million. America is being remade, and they think it's just the funniest thing.
Is the border safe? Now I was watching a news channel and they were talking about an invasion. Was happening, and I got a little concerned.
Look, the border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
Keep laughing. You're creating an environment in this country that is ugly. But it is funny. You say the border is secure. If the border's secure, then why? Why is a mayor in New York City being overwhelmed?
This is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing. We already have an overburdened shelter system. So now we're talking about, as you stated, food, clothing, school. This is going to impact our schools because we do not turn away individuals because they're undocumented. Translation services. There's just a whole host of things that this is going to produce, and that's why we need help in getting this done, and we need the right coordination to make it happen.
Why are they being overwhelmed if the border's secure? Are these illegal immigrants? Are they halo jumping in from 30,000 feet with parachutes? All right, you know what? Set this aside because I want to address something. I get a lot of emails, and I've had more and more lately, as people trying to understand the why. Because it's obvious at this point in time they're trying to crush us, right? The cultural pillars are crumbling, and they're busy attaching C4 to the pillars. So just it's bad. But why? Why doesn't Joe Biden want to get reelected? Why? I don't understand why. I tell you what. Let's leave America for a moment. Don't worry. We'll be right back. Let's go to Sri Lanka because we've been bringing them up a lot lately. Now, what happened in Sri Lanka? You remember I've been telling you about ESG, pay attention because it's the most important thing in the world right now. ESG, environmental, social, governance. Your bank, go look up the name of your bank right now as you listen to the sound of my voice. Pull up your phone, pull up a computer, type in the name of your bank in ESG. If you invest, have a 401k, whatever, look up your financial institution in ESG. You will almost undoubtedly found that your bank or financial institution, that they actually have a specific place on their website where they talk about how ESG friendly they are. So what is ESG? Well, it's communism disguised. It's always sold as this government business partnership, but it's really just communism. It's the modern version of it. It's all climate change and sanity and how many gay people do you have and have you hired enough women? And it's businesses are given an ESG score based on just how communist they are. Countries are trying to become ESG countries. Countries are doing this at various levels. Who was the number one country in the world for ESG? They had the highest ESG score there is. Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka just collapsed. We're talking politicians being pulled out of their homes and murdered. The prime minister's building burning. Collapsing. They decided to go all in on ESG. People began to starve. The country collapsed. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, and this is a logical thing to say, maybe you're sitting there saying, yeah, what idiots. I bet these politicians regret it now in Sri Lanka, now that they're all getting shot and murdered and everything. But I bet they're regretting it. Didn't work out very well for them, did it? You know who the new head of Sri Lanka is? I'm not going to even bother trying to pronounce his name, but guess who he works for? The World Economic Forum. Did it really work out that bad for the communists that they caused Sri Lanka to collapse? Remember something about communists. Remember this. This applies to Americans as well. Chaos and violence and poverty and depression and all the bad things that come with their communism, it all helps the communist gain power because the communist is always selling. He's always selling. Hey, I'm going to hurt the people who were hurting you. Hey, I'm going to take from that guy who has, and I'm going to give it to you who doesn't have. That's what the communist is selling all the time. I mean, you watched it. You watched Black Lives Matter and Antifa put America's cities to the torch during St. George Floyd's, as we honored the life of our patron saint. You watched it over and over and over again in this country, and you said to yourself, what? Almost undoubtedly, you said to yourself, why would Democrats be doing this? This is going to hurt Democrats in the midterms. People aren't going to blame Republicans. People are going to blame Democrats. This is stupid. They should tone it down. And then Democrats went out and promptly won the presidency, House, and Senate. The more chaos, the more starvation, the bigger the disaster, the more it helps the communist acquire power. You know what Sri Lanka's done? In response to all this, did they open up their economy? Did they go freedom? No, they have something new. Pilot program, very exciting over there. Headline, Sri Lanka's National Fuel Pass. Pilot project of Sri Lanka's National Fuel Pass, or Fuel Ration Card, will be implemented in multiple locations within Colombo from July 1st. The power and energy minister said. The fuel pass will allow each motorist to obtain a minimum quantity of fuel on a weekly basis. Do you think the government in the United States of America right now under Joe Biden and the Rear Admiral Buttigieg and Dome and all the rest of them, do you think they're concerned that they're wiping out the oil industry and you can't afford to drive around? Or do you think they're very excited for you to have to go beg daddy government for 5 more gallons of gas this week? Remember, the more disaster, the more death, more misery, more sickness, more chaos, more fear that's out there, the better it is for them. That is the fertile soil in which the communist grows. Disaster, misery, death. And remember, how many times have I played for you Yuri Bezmenov? You remember Yuri Bezmenov? He was former KGB, and that he defected to America, gave this long sit-down interview in 1984. And one of those things, he talks about the phase we're in, the destabilization phase. That's what we're in now. The communists wanted to take over America. America, do you already have it, Chris? Oh, God, you play it.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it.
None of that sounds familiar, right? The government-corporate partnership. It's a huge part of why I tell you to put your money where your morals are, and myself to put my money where my morals are. The CSG stuff is real. The government-corporate partnership to implement communism worldwide is very real. They're very open about it. We have to stop paying them to do it. We have to divest from these places. Sometimes that means canceling Disney Plus and not going to Disney World. It means changing your cell phone carrier. Stop paying Verizon to do this to you. Stop paying T-Mobile, AT&T to do this to you. You get the same 5G coverage with Pure Talk, and you're not paying someone trying to wreck you. It takes less than 10 minutes. Keep your phone number, or they have great deals on new stuff, but switch to Pure Talk. My whole family did. CEO's a Vietnam veteran. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to some emails here in a second. We have to get to Hillary Clinton looking like she might be firing up the 2024 machine and otherwise. But I wanted to play this for you first because I thought it was hilarious. You remember Joe Biden and his weird oil on the windshield story he told? We played it last night. I'm not going to bother playing it again right now. I want to give credit to Maze on social media for putting this video compilation together. Joe Biden apparently tells this story a lot. There's not a lot of what you'd call consistency. Here's Joe.
Get up in the morning when there was frost in the window and drive you to school, turn on the windshield wiper, and there'd be an oil slick. Not joking, an oil slick.
By the way, real quick, whenever Joe Biden says not joking, that's when you know for a fact it's 100% a lie and it did not happen at all.
Because there's more refineries and markets hooking that area than anywhere else.
We couldn't walk as kids. We were going. I was going in the third grade, and so my mother used to drive us up. And when it got to be a little colder, and the first frost, you'd get in the car in the apartments we lived in, turn on the windshield wipers. There'd actually be an oil slick in the windows.
Wow!
Literally, not a joke. And Delaware, on average, is only 3 feet above sea level. So this is personal to me from the time I'm a kid to now.
I used to live near that when I was growing up in Claymont, Delaware. And all the more oil refineries in Marcus Hook and the Delaware River than there is any place, including in Houston at the time. When my mom get in the car when there were first frost to drive me to school, turn in the windshield wiper, there'd be an oil slick in the window. That's why so many people in my state were dying and getting cancer. Because I lived in a fence line community called Claymont, Delaware. We used to get up in the morning, not a joke, when I get driven to the little school I went up the street. Turn on the windshield wiper in the fall of the first frost, and literally be an oil slick in the window. Not a joke.
I'm going to let Biden continue. I want to answer Chris's questions. He just asked during it. Chris said, it's not a great story. Did it pull well? Understand something. These politicians, Joe Biden is a great example of this. Most of the time, these people, they've been involved in politics so long, they don't have any core belief system anymore. There's no belief system inside of them. They don't think, they don't care about people, they don't put any thought into things. They're not sitting down reading policy papers and books and things like that. Their life gets boiled down to essentially 5 to 10 stories they simply repeat over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The story itself is not true, of course. That's why you see all these adjustments and things like that in it. It's just Joe Biden, you need to think of him and so many others. I mean, this really applies to so many politicians. Think of them as if they're robots by now, because that's really all he is.
An oil slick in the window. That's why an awful lot of us, including me, have bronchial asthma. And my mother would get in the, and when it came spring.
Doesn't have cancer anymore. He has asthma. Man, Joe's had a rough go.
I mean, it came in the fall. This is the God's truth. And you get in the car, and there's a little frost on the window. Turn on the windshield wiper, there'd be an oil slick. Not a joke. I have asthma, and 80% of the people who, in fact, we grew up with have asthma. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on their windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
Joe has cancer? It's something. All right. Let's get to some emails before we get to the Hillary thing. Dear most handsome Oracle, Shogun, Sombrero, Pink Flower, Steel, Cheetah, Choka, Gay Bear III, Esquire. Daggone. That's impressive. With the left's ongoing witch hunt of Trump, I've been thinking a lot about 2024. I'm afraid Trump knows how incredibly unpopular the communists and their insane policies are, and that might be enough to get him to run in 2024. Well, it would be fun to watch the system absolutely melt down over his return. I don't think that's best for our country moving forward. We really need Heavy D to run. I feel like he would win in a landslide. Trump is too polarizing. We know the suburban white moms won't vote for him. We can't let Trump's ego squander away a golden opportunity to have complete control of the House, Senate, and presidency. Okay. Says I can say his name. His name is Mike. Look, I can agree and disagree with a lot of that, but I will disagree with something here. Trump being polarizing as being Trump's fault. Now, yes, Trump is a very powerful figure. He's just a powerful personality, and that by its very nature is going to be polarizing. And that Trump's a junkyard dog who bites everything that moves is polarizing as well. However, I think a lot of people on the right fell into this trap and made this mistake while Donald Trump was president. Donald Trump gets in there, and he's this system disruptor, and he's disrupting a very corrupt system, and the system pushes back viciously, I mean immediately. He's got this long 2-year investigation. They're impeaching him twice. Every new day, there's a new media story of a scandal here and scandal there and this person and this person and this person. And I watched the system create chaos around Donald Trump in real time. And then people, even on the right, said, man, if we could just get rid of Trump, that the chaos will die down. I just want it to quiet down. Just
Oh, gosh. And even now, people will say Trump's too polarizing. Trump's too polarizing. Understand this. The system is going to create chaos, the illusion of chaos around anyone who challenges it. You can mention Heavy D, and I like Heavy D just fine. I like Trump just fine. I'm not insulting either one of them. But you mentioned Heavy D. If Heavy D truly is a system disruptor like Trump was, and he appears to be that, without a moment of hesitation, they're going to whip up the same chaotic frenzy around Heavy D, if not more. If not more. They do that on purpose. They'll intentionally whip up everything. So eventually people, again, this is them using your values against you. The communist doesn't care if things calm down. He worships death and destruction. You want things to calm down. So they whip up all this chaos around Trump and they say, look at this polarizing, chaotic president. They're going to do that around anyone who challenges them. In fact, I don't care who your candidate is. If they're not doing it around your candidate, your candidate is probably bought and paid for. That's a fact. All right, we're going to continue on. It's time to talk about Hillary. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Very exciting stuff, except I thought we've talked about Smashing Pumpkins before, Chris. Why are we still doing this on the show? Me and Howard don't get it. All right. Let's have a talk, because the headline is this. This is courtesy of Zero Hedge. Former Clinton advisor says Hillary is preparing to run again in 2024. Prediction was made by Dick Morris, who ran Bill Clinton's re-election campaign in 1996. According to Morris, the Democratic establishment knows Biden can't run due to quickly declining mental abilities and the economic disaster he's presided over. Look, I'm just reading this, all right? He won't be replaced by Kamala Harris, who will get trounced by Trump. This is all according to them. The former advisor says a black candidate will emerge along with Ocasio-Cortez, who will wreak havoc because the party is now dominated by far-left agitators. Let's pause on this before we get to Hillary.
He said a black candidate will emerge. Now, you know the last thing in the world I would ever do would be draw attention to myself or take credit for anything. Who have I been telling you over and over again is going to be the Democrat nominee for president of the United States of America? I've said it. Say it with me, Chris. Don't roll your eyes. Say it. Who is it, Chris? Chris, is your mic broken? It must not be working. Who's been telling you it's going to be New York City Mayor Eric Adams?
This is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing.
Black, fit, charismatic. Don't email me and say, he's not charismatic. I hate him. You don't know what charisma is. He's wildly charismatic. I hate him too. Barack Obama was wildly charismatic. I hate him more than any politician ever. Trump is wildly charismatic. Charisma is just a thing. Even your enemies have it. Eric Adams, young, fit, black, charismatic, speaks well, will help the Democrats kind of shave that soft on crime image that's killing him right now because he's a former cop. You watch. Anyway, let's go back to Hillary Clinton before we move on because we have a bunch of other stuff. I don't understand people. And the wife tells me that's because I'm different. She says that's because I'm not like other people. My mind doesn't tick this way. Like Hillary Clinton. Okay, you are Hillary Clinton. All else aside, doesn't matter how many people you've murdered. You were former first lady. You were then a senator from the state of New York. There's only 100 senators. That's a really exclusive thing. It's a big deal, right? Then you were the Secretary of State. Now, just pause for a moment. You guys were just an Arkansas political couple, and now you're a senator, a first lady, a Secretary of State. They're worth, I don't know how many millions and millions and millions of dollars. They weren't worth anything before they became president, but then you're worth millions of dollars. The world will know your name for some time. I mean, all names fade eventually, but the world will know your name. Why don't you just go away? I don't understand this appeal for endless fame and fortune. I've never gotten it in any field. Politics, look what I do. I don't understand it. Now, look, I'm only 41. Don't worry. I'm going to be here for a while. Don't worry. I'm not telling you I'm about to hang up my spurs. I want to do this for a long time. All right? I'm going to do this for a long time. But I promise you I'm not still going to be sitting here when I'm 75 years old doing a radio show for you for 3 hours a day. Why? I'll want to retire and go hang out with my grandkids. And I'm not addicted to the fame and the, oh, Jesse, will you take a picture with me and stuff? I mean, that stuff's fine. It doesn't bother me, but I'm not addicted to it. Plus, by the time I'm 75, there's going to be how many young hotshots out there that by then are much more interesting than me. And it'll be time for me to get out of the way and go retire and fish and play golf and wake up whenever I want and do whatever I want all day long, and I'm going to leave. I don't understand these people who won't just go away. Hillary Clinton, you can make the argument, is the worst national politician ever. When you really think about it, remember, Hillary Clinton was the odds-on favorite by a mile to win Barack Obama's primary. No one even heard of Barack Obama. The powers that be in the party tried to hand it to Hillary Clinton and she lost. And then Hillary Clinton turns around and runs again against Donald Trump, where every single pollster had her winning the race the entire time. And then she loses that one. And she's going to try it again. On top of everything else, are we just going to ignore Hillary Clinton's physical problems? Look, this is something we talked about back when she was running against Trump. That was before I was on the radio, but Hillary Clinton would fall everywhere. She's always falling down the stairs. She didn't look well. Do you remember? There's still video of it out there. Chris, get this on the show's social media, of Hillary Clinton passing out on her feet in New York City and having to be chucked in the back of a van like a used love seat on the way down to Goodwill. Do you remember that? And they tried to cover it up and act like she was fine. And she was very clearly out on her feet. And I know that look because I've left bars at 2 a.m. before. You do remember it, right? That was Hillary Clinton's last race. Now, hold on. Let me check my watch here real quick. It is 2022. That was 2015 when Hillary Clinton was in such bad physical shape she couldn't campaign without tumbling down the stairs and passing out. It's 7 years later. She's 7 years older. She's 20 pounds fatter. She's, you don't get healthier at that age. It just is what it is. It's not, that's not even her fault. That's just, look, Father Time's undefeated, right? These bodies don't last forever. Chris is just making fun of me about the fact I'm going to need to wear glasses soon because I won't be able to see the signs and stuff anymore. It is what it is, but why are you doing this? You're old. You're powerful. You're rich. You fly on private jets. Why are you running for president? Even if you're addicted to being in the public eye at some point, you can stay in the public eye. Go give us some stupid speech at Harvard, which you'll get paid $500,000 for. Hop on a private jet to Dubai. I'm sure all these rich people go to Dubai. I don't even understand what's in Dubai or what the appeal is, but go. Have a public life. Why do people do this to themselves? I will never understand it at all. At some point in time, I'm going to hang up my spurs and I'm going to move on. That's what you're supposed to do in life. Why run again? I don't get it. All right. We have email roundup time. I still can't get over this from Van Jones.
And I think for African-American voters in particular, there's a special heartbreak because, first of all, the pain is more intense. The rising gas prices, food prices, it's really walloped the black community in a particular way. But the hopes were so much higher. And so you have a community that came out in huge numbers in 2018, huge numbers in 2020, expecting things to get a lot better. And instead, economically at least, it didn't come true. It got worse. And so you're going through a summer now of real heartbreak with black voters. The polls show that. And I think Biden's got to take it very seriously.
92% voted for Joe Biden. I don't mean to sound cold-hearted about Joe Biden getting COVID, but I am. I'm cold. I don't care. I don't mean to sound cold-hearted about the black community in America being displeased with Joe Biden, but well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions, stop voting for these idiots. They don't care about you. Well, now we're all, look. I had a conversation earlier today with my buddy Braxton McCoy. He's a cattle rancher. I know a bunch of cattle ranchers. This is my background. I know a bunch of them. Braxton McCoy was lamenting that feeder hay right now, that's what they use to feed cattle, beef. It's $400 a ton now. It used to be, so I started talking to him. I said, well, how much is it normally? He said, normally about $120 a ton. And Braxton said, go buy beef now. When I tell you as an American to make sure you have an emergency food supply, please hear me. You need some kind of an emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply will hook you up with a 3-month emergency food supply for $150 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That's 2,000 calories a day for 3 months. You're alive. Preparewithjessekelly.com. I don't know what's coming. I know it's not good. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Where was thunder?
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. The entire 3 hours is you and me and your questions. You know what we do on Friday?
We're changing people's lives.
That's what we're doing, Chris. What, Chris? Don't be like that. Let's get to some emails here. I promised some emails before we get to some... Man, there's a really ugly bit of news coming for the military and even worse news coming for the country. Oh, that's too gross. Let's get to some emails first. Jesse. I signed my wife up for the Israel tour. Oh, cool. Excited to go on the pilgrimage. I've never been before. Anyway, I'm pretty short, 5'4", but I always seem to find myself with very tall people, and inevitably I end up introducing them to others as my little brother. Then I watch their polite reactions. Try to keep a straight face when we pull this off in Israel. Says I can say his name. His name is John. John, you know why you find yourself around very tall people all the time? That's because you're 5'4", and everyone's very tall for you, John. That's one, too. Don't forget, you can tour Israel with us next summer. 10 days in the Holy Land. I am going to geek out in Masada. When we get to that hilltop fortress where the zealots were fighting the Romans and the Romans. You know that ramp is still there, Chris? The Romans had to construct the ramp to get up to Masada where they were all committing suicide up there. The ramp is still there, and apparently the guides are just sick. So anyway, you want to go to Israel with us next summer? You can. No pressure. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. 10 days in the Holy Land. Michael's going. Chris is going. The wife is going. Kids are going. Shoot, my family's going. Her family. It's going to be fun. Dear Dr. Sombrero Jesse, you are jacked and in the best shape any human could be. I have a time machine and will place you on any battlefield in history. If you survive, the time machine will pick you up a year later and return you to your present life with the fancy car. What battlefield do you want to go to? Well, I don't want to go to any of them. That sounds awful. What are you asking me? Do I want to go to the most terrible one? I'll tell you something. You know what? Speaking of this, we have to have a talk. Something came to my mind recently, and it was a crushing disappointment, and I'm going to share it with you, and you're going to be disappointed as well. And why am I doing this? Because I'm in physical pain right now. I'm in pain thinking about it, and I want you to share my pain because I want to bring others down. That's what good people do. Whenever you're going through something, you grab everyone else around you and drag them down with you. That's what good people do. Now, before I get to that, I will actually make your life a little bit better. Go get some Percal sheets from MyPillow. They're normally a queen size set of these sheets. These are the light summer sheets, the cool ones. They're the ones you need when it's hot. Normally a queen size, $89.98. Right now, $39.98. But I need to emphasize something here. You know I don't do this a lot, right? I only do this when it's true. There are very limited supplies, and I do mean very limited supplies. If you want a great price on these sheets, you need to go now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. Remember, there's discounts on everything, but these sheets are limited, limited. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving, that's fine. Call 800-845-0544. Now, let's have a talk about pain and disappointment. I'm a dude. I'm sure you realize that by the sound of my voice. Well, I don't know. Anymore, half the women sound like this in this country, but I like sword fights in the movies, right? I mean, who doesn't love Zorro? Or maybe you're a Star Wars person with the lightsabers. Or look, pick your movie, Gladiator. It's a Braveheart. Who doesn't love a sword fight? And specifically, a sword fight where he just has a sword and the other guy has a sword and you're watching them just bang their swords together and they're swinging at each other and they're ducking and they're spinning and their swords are clanging off each other and it's very, very intense. A sword fight. Who doesn't love a sword fight? How cool are the sword fights? You know sword fights never happened, right? Now, don't get me wrong. People put on armor and shields, and they had a sword in their hand, and they would do battle, and oftentimes they would do battle in formation. But you understand a prolonged sword fight where you just have a sword with no armor on and no shield, no nothing, and I just have a sword with no armor on and no shield and no nothing. You understand that is a complete fiction created by books and movies that never happened at all. You want to know how I know this? Because if that ever happened, someone would die by a fatal or near fatal blow within 5 to 10 seconds. There was never a five-minute-long swashbuckling sword fight where the pirates were just going back and forth with each other. It never happened. You know how I know it never happened? Let me tell you how I know. You remember I was talking yesterday, I was talking about being in the Marines and how when you're in the infantry, you just have a new training cycle all the time. You're always doing this training or pool training or urban warfare or desert warfare or jungle warfare. Or you're learning this or you're learning that. You're learning that. Well, they also train you physically in different ways. You have different hand-to-hand combat training things, and you have knife training. They will train you with a knife. And one of the very first things they taught us was, don't get in a knife fight. And if you do get in a knife fight, you're going to be cut. You are going to bleed. Well, actually, one of the very first things they taught us about knife fighting was, if you can, take your weak hand, your weak forearm, and wrap something around it, like a coat or a sweatshirt or something, so you have some sort of a shield against the knife. Why? Well, I'll put it to you this way. We certainly weren't experts by any stretch of the imagination. I think this training went on 2-3 days, and we would always eventually, quote, knife fight each other. They'd give us a stick, basically, a fake knife stick, and we'd put red clay all over it, and then we would be dressed in all dark green. And you would square off against a buddy who'd been training just like you, and you would knife fight. Yeah, it was really cool, by the way. And you would knife fight with each other. Do you have any idea how red we all were at the end of these knife fights? And we were red and dead very, very quickly. Both of us, most of the time. Now, let's take that knife and make it about 3 feet longer into a sword. A sword fight would be over very, very quickly. It most likely both would die, but there was never this bang the sword here and bang the sword there and do this blocking motion with this sword here. It never happened. There's not a chance it ever happened. You were always dressed in armor and shields and everything else. And I know that's disappointing, and I'm disappointed too. But if I have to go through this kind of pain and personal suffering, then you do too. It's true, Chris. What are you shaking your head about? Chris said, I'll just be a Democrat and not accept reality. Look, that's fine. If you want to live in that world of make-believe, that's fine. But let me tell you something. The Captain Jack Sparrow and Pirates of the Caribbean... yeah, that guy would be dead in half a second if he got in a sword fight with someone else. In fact, they'd both probably be dead. Dang it, that sucks. You know what doesn't suck, though? We still have a whole hour left.
Buenas tardes.
So buenas tardes to you, which means I'll see you next hour. Hang on. I just need some place
where I can leave. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.